Well, let's save you some materials. 18 inches worth of
muck. Oh,
I'd actually like to address that a little bit.
Off the top of our head, we don't know exactly what it would cost, but it would be extensive. In addition to the work itself, well, probably first step would have to be go back to the designer, because it changes the entire house by just cutting 18 inches off. We'd have to go back to the designer to see what we could do at this point. So I really wouldn't shock me if it turned out to be much higher than that number.
Mr. Fortin, you can come back up if you want to.
Yes.
I think my biggest concern would be the fact that not having that visual of your line and then going ahead and making that pour only to discover afterwards, that's...
Well, I had a survey, and the surveyor did say thing, and then the county come out and checked and said it's okay to go, and I guess I should have. You know, but hindsight's just don't do any good, you know.
Scott, can you speak to the county permitting process? If it's permitted, is there an inspection before that pour happens on that foundation wall?
Usually, I used to go out, Presley does. We'll go look at stakes, rocks, you know, whatever it is, and we'll look at those. After that, we don't inspect it for rebar or footings, boards. Those could have moved from the stake somehow. If you do the math, I mean, you take the 112 and then the 100, it's 106 in the middle. There's 7 on the other side. That makes them 5 on, that's how it just ended up. Whether we would have gone out with the footings and even seen that, I don't know that we would have.
And caught it.
Yeah, it's a big enough lot. Now, down in Big Bear, they do strings and corner pins, and it's a 5-foot variance blanket that they have in there. And they try to build pretty much to that, but they have to string strings. But on these big lots like that, sometimes it gets pretty tough to exactly see.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that it wouldn't have been too hard to have not been able to line that up.
I mean, I can see when we look at the topography of it, I mean, that lower pin would make it really difficult.
Is there going to be anything on that side of the house, your HVAC systems or anything like
no,
that?
No, it's geothermal and everything's...
Okay.
There's nothing going to be on either side.
Really, there won't be anything over there.
It's tough for me to allow this, and I know this is an honest mistake, but if we do this, we've got the next guy saying, geez, we'll just build it, they'll do it for us, you know, we'll get it close. That's the problem I've got.
Well, I built about 75-80% of it.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying you would do it again. But somebody might look at that, even though that is not supposed to be any kind of appearance that we would make that judgment again. But it's hard to say, you know, geez, it's a $100,000 mistake, 115, 20, maybe, we don't know. That's a lot of money. If I was going to do it, I'd have had the stakes all the way down through there. Mm-hmm. I would have known exactly where that line was. Because I wouldn't have spent $400,000 on a footing that was not in the right spot. I mean, that's just my opinion.
I tend to agree, because I think I had the same initial thought, but I also think that they did the right thing in coming forward and saying, uh-oh, we found out we have an issue here, let's try and do the right thing.
I think the neighbor would have come forward if not.
Maybe true. But
that's my opinion.
Yep, I think so too. I think
because he'd already done his footwork.
Right.
I think if there was going to be a disagreement or a hard feelings or something like that, then we would have somebody else here on the opposing side of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I was waiting to see. And
I've gone through these situations, and you know, I haven't personally, but I've seen evidence enough of it, you know, all over this county and neighboring counties. And, you know, whether it's the surveyor or the concrete guy or whatever, you know, sometimes these things happen. Sometimes you wind up, or there's several times that folks have been completely on somebody else's property. And, I mean, it's not that it's unheard of. And fortunately, this situation, if you're only talking about, what, we say 18 inches?
Mm-hmm. Might be cheaper to buy 18 inches of your neighbor's land.
Well.
No, they're close, too.
The neighbor's close, too.
Have 18 inches, right?
Yeah.
If that was a house that they felt like they needed there, then they would have come and sought a front setback variance and squeezed it up to where they'd had the width. So the original, before anything, they would have come for that front setback, which you'd approve two of those with the slope. So they're keeping the front to 25.
Yeah. Well, and originally I was expecting to see an opposing party here when I looked at the pictures. And, I mean, that does help soften the blow in that situation.
Well, it'd been nice to have seen him here, period.
Yeah.
Either way, for me. Is the soffit, I mean, is it a, how big a soffit is it? How close are we going to, I mean, how much room?
Yeah, this.
So we're going to do a 12-foot soffit, or 12-inch soffit.
Yeah, something like that.
Thus the 4-foot variance request with the 5.5-foot from the stake.
From the stake.
So we'll be able to do a 12-inch soffit on that side. Or however. Okay.
That's pretty standard now.
And see, I didn't measure to the other house foundation. I measured to his 12-inch overhang, and it's right at 7 foot. So that house actually sits closer than the normal 2 foot soffit.
Yeah.
The house would be farther away.
Right.
It's a short soffit corner on the house to the west.
Did you happen to build that house?
Yes.
And it couldn't got any closer.
Pretty close we could. Everybody wants it as wide as they can get them.
Okay, you guys have more questions for him? Mm-hmm. All right, you can sit down and we'll...
Thank you.
Did you guys have any more comments you wanted to just before we...
Yes, sir. I'd like to just add that Mike Finney, I believe, thought that the retaining wall was part of the home structure, and that is not counted in the 7-foot variances, or seven, not variance, but 7 foot from the property line, as I understand it. And so that's what was so deceiving to him to begin with.
That retaining wall is what you're looking at right there?
I don't think it's showing. Yeah. Is that it?
That's it.
Right here. That is retaining wall right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And so, so that's why I think he thought we was like really close, you know, and that's why I think he was so surprised. It's like, wait a minute, it's 5.5 feet. It's not.
Yeah. You're going to be closer than that wall by about 18 inches.
Mm-hmm. Back where the actual home is. Right.
No, to the property line. Because your overhang's going to stick out past that footer about 18 inches, the way I kind of
understand. Well, you said 12 inches.
12 inches.
Okay. That is definitely not something that my husband nor I intended whatsoever. We tried to really work with the architectural firm and with Jim Fortner, and it really would create a hardship on us as the homeowner to bear that cost. And I do hear all of your concerns with the way things are intended to work with regard to Mr. Fortner.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any more discussion on this, board? Do we have a motion then?
I think I would go ahead and I'll make a motion to approve the variance 21-06B, approve the 4-foot setback.
I would second it only because there's nobody here opposing.
Yeah.
If somebody opposing it, I wouldn't be supportive.
I think I would agree with that too. All right, we have a second, so all in favor say aye.
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 Oppose? All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, what we'll do is generate a decision of record that we'll mail, and when we get it out in the mail, we'll mail it to you. But
okay.
All right, and it'll just explain tonight's decision. And
so we can go ahead and start on that. It's officially where we can move forward.
So yes. At this point, yeah.
Can we move forward now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Same here. All right, well, that's all we have for tonight. So, Scott, do you have any old or new business for us?
Nope.
Okay.
Planning, that did. Not for you guys.
All right. So, do we have a motion?
I would move to adjourn.
We have a second on that?
I'll second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, no opposed. We are officially adjourned.
So, Dave, who would...